check with you. I think right here. Yes, that seems perfect. Ah, there we go. I'm really building up a collection here. I'm honestly actually surprised and very proud of myself. Well, that's enough for one day, I suppose. Now, what should I do next?
Having fun there, Azar?
Teya, you scared me. I wasn't expecting you to arrive so quickly.
No need to be defensive, Azar. Just wanted to see what you were doing. I see you've added a number to your collection.
I have. She was very eager, actually. A bit too eager, it seems. Although I am still happy with the result.
Well, I guess it is a good way of using your power. I mean, it is a little bit weird, but hey, I'm not one to judge.
Well, thank you for not judging me. I guess I've just always been fascinated with mortals. They have no powers whatsoever. I mean, in some realities, they do. But never on the scale that us fifth-dimensional beings have. I've always wondered what a mortal would do with 0.01% of our power. And I've loved these results.
And from what I've heard, Azoth, you've been posting your experiments onto the internet, onto a website that mortals can view. Although they don't exactly know that you're what you are, at least.
Yes. Well, anyways, it was good to talk with you, Teya. I'll see you later, I guess.
Just always catching up on my favorite wolf. See you later, Zoth.
Alright. Now that she's gone, back to work.